Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day, you and I, we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. In this year, 2022, we'll go from the book of Acts to the book of Philemon. I am so excited to be into God's Word with you tonight. I've been waiting all day to read this passage and talk about it together. Let's have some coffee. We'll pray. We'll get into the Lord's Word. Spoiler alert, decaf. I can't drink caffeine this late at night. I'd be up until 2. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your word that you tell us marvelous, beautiful truths. You don't hide things from us, but you're honest. So, Lord, we pray that your spirit would be working in us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans chapter 7. Let me find my glasses here. There they are. Romans chapter 7. And we are at verses 13 through the end of the chapter. Romans chapter 7, beginning at verse 13. Has then what is good become death to me? Certainly not. But sin, that it might appear sin, was producing death in me through what is good, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice, but what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree that the law, with the law, that it is good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil that I will not to do, that I practice. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin which dwells in me. I find then a law, that evil is present within me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am! Who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God, because of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Well, we need to ask ourselves, what's this about? A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to this? What is this passage about? You've been there, haven't you? I'm guessing you've been in that place before where you have gone to church and you've heard a sermon, you've been stirred up towards righteousness, you've been like, yeah, I'm zealous, I'm going to do this, I'm going to go home, I'm going to keep the law, I'm going to love my wife as Christ loves the church, I'm going to be patient with my children, I'm going to have self-control, I'm going to have all these fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. I'm going to have all these things because the Spirit's in me, I'm no longer a slave to sin, that's right. And then you want to do these wonderful things, and then you still sin, don't you? Have you been there before? Or even though you know the Spirit's in you, it's like there's something inside you that you got a problem with. See, the law is good. But the law points out to us what sin is and makes sin exceedingly sinful to us. It uncovers the dead corpse. It shows us the putridness of our sin. But the problem is, see, even as we are regenerate, even as we are united to Christ, we still struggle with our sin nature. We still struggle with the reality of being in the flesh. And so Paul, he's crying out in the first person, I, me. He's saying, this is what I'm struggling with. And every Christian has been in this place before, where you love God and you want to do his will, and yet you do the things you hate. You get impatient with your kids, you yell at your spouse, you overeat, you don't show self-control, you covet your neighbor's stuff, you think wrongly, you give in to gossip, you do all sorts of things that you're like, oh, I don't want to do that. And as you sit there and the Holy Spirit convicts you, cry out with Paul, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this bondage of death? We realize it's not in us. We got a problem, right? Even when we want to do the things that we ought to do, we don't do them. And when we don't want to do those things, we still do them. We sin daily in our thoughts, words, and deeds. We got a major problem, don't we? And so what is the only answer? Where is the only place that Paul can go? Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The only answer is Jesus Christ. He's the only deliverance we have. See, because even now in our flesh, even now as we walk in our Christian life, we are going to sin, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We're going to fall on our faces time and time and time again. It's who we are. Some people have this idea that, oh, I'm going to become a Christian and everything's going to be puppy dogs and rainbows. You know, there's not going to be any problems, no more sin, no. All right, anybody who's a Christian knows what it's like to have to pummel your body into submission. What it's like to have to put to death this, therefore, the sinful desires of your flesh. You know what it's like to not be able to go on cruise control, but have to be fighting sin, always confessing, always repenting. But see, there's hope. And the hope at the added is, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and he is righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness. Do you see? Even as we are in the Spirit now united to Christ, we throw ourselves at Christ that much more. He who says he is without sin is a liar, and the truth is not in him. He deceives himself and he deceives God and makes him a liar. Right? We want to walk in the light as he is in the light. We go to Christ and we have measurable victory over sin, but we are always going to struggle with sin. Why? Because you are not with Christ, Jen. I can't wait to get into chapter 8. See, there's going to come a day. There's going to come a day, Christian, when you're going to go to heaven. And when you go to heaven, you're going to be glorified. But there's something even better. See, because there's the resurrection of the dead. And Jesus is going to come back and our bodies will still be united to him. And he's going to raise us up from the dead. And guess what? We get to inherit the new heavens and the new earth, living in the new Jerusalem. And you want to know something wonderful? It's better than the Garden of Eden. See, heaven's not our final home. When we receive our bodies again at the resurrection of the dead, you are no longer going to be able to sin. I can't imagine that. That's going to be like for one day, one moment, to think rightly, to feel perfectly, to create without any error, to love wholeheartedly. This is the hope that we have when we throw ourselves at God. Thanks be to God for our Lord Jesus Christ. Your Lord lives. He's the one who's righteous. He's the one who has been tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. I don't think it's a surprise to you. Verse 24 and 25 are my favorite verses here. I've got so much double underlined here, might as well be all double underlined. But what would you underline in your Bible? Calling. What are you called to do? Cling to Christ. Go to Christ. Don't rest in yourself. You're united to Him. Love Him. Let's pray. Father, how wonderful You are that You would save a wretch like me. How wonderful You are that You would show such mercy and kindness to sinners like us. Thank You, God, for our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we have our life, in whom we have hope, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins. Thank You for pouring out Your love to us in Jesus. In His name we pray. Amen. May God bless you today. May you go to sleep with comfort, knowing that Jesus Christ has loved you with an everlasting love. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.